Local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today on this blustery Tuesday. Definitely not a flippy skirt day, ladies. If you're going out, something tight so it doesn't flip up. No embarrassing photos out there. 991FMTalk.com. The poll question today brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. With all the drama surrounding the 2020 election, should Nevada audit the election results, have a new 100% in-person vote, and get the little, little ink stamp on your finger like so many other countries do? Or just certify the vote as is? What do you think? What do you think? Yesterday's poll question, could you unplug and walk away from your electronic devices except for work for 48 hours? 92% of those participating in the poll said, yeah, they could. I think every day that goes by, more and more people could. So, Monica at 991fmtalk.com. That is my email address here at the station. And I love this. Does it occur to anyone else that the Revolutionary War was started over a 2% tax? And now we are being taxed over 30%? There shouldn't be that much power in the government. The president is an office to hold, not a position of power. The government belongs to the people, not to the hypocrites in the government. They think that they should have total control and that the people are falling for it hook, line, and sinker. We need to stand up and take what is ours. That is a fantastic email. And you know what is so significant about that email? Is that comes from a 16-year-old. That's right. That comes from Mig, my 16-year-old listener. How many adults have just fallen into that? And how many adults don't even believe that anymore? Have given up? We're the ones who should be fighting for Mig, not the other way around. But I thank God every day that there are kids out there. There are 14-year-olds, 16-year-olds, 10-year-olds, that their parents have raised them with the values of this country and what we need to fight for. All right, enough of me, because I have an amazing guest with us right now. Since 1999, he's been the spokesman for the LaRouche PAC. He's been fighting the deep state for decades, and they just cannot stand him. And that's why I love him so much. Absolutely. So please welcome to the program Harley Schlanger. He's an investigative journalist and political activist. He writes for the Executive Intelligence Review, specializing in economic financial fraud and in the intelligence operations run by the U.S. shadow government, which runs basically their surveillance state. You cannot do anything in this country without somebody knowing what's going on, and the concocted so-called Russiagate scandal. Harley, thank you so much for joining us today. And I would say this morning, but it's actually tonight for you.
Yeah, it's after 8 here in Germany, but I'm really happy to have a chance to talk with you and your listeners.
Well, Northern Nevada is highly military. We have, of course, the Naval Air Station Fallon. We have the Nevada Guard here. We have multiple units medical units that fly out for any conflict that we are in around the world, and it seems that we are in many of them. But you know, good news. The new Secretary of Defense is pulling us out of Afghanistan, so that's a positive. But
this is crucial. What just happened in the last couple of days with President Trump? He's been trying to do this since he came in, and he couldn't do it because it went against the policies of what some people call the military-industrial complex, which is not the soldiers, it's not the military personnel. It's the corporate cartels, it's the bankers, it's the financial interests, the insurance companies, and I'm talking about the international insurance companies, big pharma,
the retired defense generals, contractors.
Yeah, retired generals, exactly, because they go cash in by joining as lobbyists to these industries. They want war, they need war, and they got it under the Bushes, the Clintons, Obama, and Trump came in and he said, we're not going to do it this way anymore. Are we safer because of the wars we're in the Middle East? No. We've spent, and he estimated $7 trillion when he was running. It's close to $13 trillion now. And the interesting thing about this Afghan question is that Trump did bring in Christopher Miller, as the new acting defense secretary, and he just said, we are not people of war. Wars must end. Mm-hmm. And Esper contradicted that. When Esper was there, Esper was saying we need to have more troops on the borders of Russia and China. We need to continue these wars. And what Esper said about Afghanistan, this is a secret memo he sent around to the Defense Department the few days before he was fired, said, we are not in a position to move out yet. It would be a premature evacuation. Premature, we've been there 20 years. And then he went on later in the letter to say that we haven't accomplished our objectives. Well, how would we accomplish those objectives? What are they? The war on terrorism? Well, Obama was arming the terrorists and training the terrorists in Syria and in Iraq. So President Trump moved to change it, and that's why there was Russiagate, because the deep state did not want that changed. And that's also why there was vote fraud committed to get President Trump out and put in Joe Biden, who is a creature of the war hawks.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a really defining election. I don't think the media allowed people to actually understand that the issues of war and peace are at stake. Now, that doesn't mean President Trump is a weakling or afraid to defend the nation. It means he knows that our strongest defense is a full-set economic recovery with manufacturing, with infrastructure development. And again, that was sabotaged because of some of the Republicans lining up with Schumer and Pelosi to oppose the spending on necessary programs. So we're in a few weeks right now, Monica, that will determine the future of the country. If we can reverse this vote fraud, if Sidney Powell continues to do what she's doing, we've got a shot at it. But it just shows you how desperate they are to get rid of Trump, that they committed such blatant fraud in places like Michigan and Pennsylvania.
Well, and it shows the manipulation of the government when it comes to our defense. When you have officials coming out and saying that they manipulated the numbers in Syria, they weren't even telling Trump how many troops are actually there. There's actually more troops there than he thinks. That's not right. They're going against the commander in chief.
Well, that's absolutely right. And that's been a problem. There's an entrenched military grouping. And some of the generals are different. This new defense secretary came up through the military. He's different. Douglas MacGregor, who's one of his top advisors, is different. MacGregor served with distinction in Iraq, and he came to the conclusion that we're never going to solve the problem in Iraq with American troops. And he was somewhat passed over for promotion because of that view. But now he's there with Trump, with Trump's team. I think it's good that Esper's gone. Esper was with Raytheon. He's part of the military establishment, the industrial complex. But the most important thing is that what we've seen in the last 4 years is an exposure of the corruption of the establishment in both parties. President Trump ran as an outsider, and he demonstrated that the American people will respond when they're talked to in straightforward terms. And, you know, for the media, the mainstream media, that's bad. Well, he's crude. Yeah. He's this or that. Well, he's saying what he thinks, as opposed to Obama, who used the silver tongue to lie to everyone while he was putting in policies that were destroying the country. One thing that I just want to mention that I think is really crucial, if people aren't sure why it's so important to continue to fight to overturn this fraud, do you know who Biden just put on his transition team for the corona crisis? A man named Ezekiel Emanuel, the brother of Rahm Emanuel. Ezekiel Emanuel was the guy who came up with the idea of death panels in the original Obamacare. He wrote an article where he said, no one should live to be 75. Now, this is someone who's going to be in charge of the rationing of health care in a Biden administration, who has no concern for the elderly, and I'm sure he has no concern for the unborn either.
Yeah.
And this is where you can see the just horrid corruption of this establishment that Trump took on and defeated in 2016. And
see, I thought
he defeated
you were gonna,
them again in 2020.
I thought you were going to say who he just announced is going to be the UN ambassador, and that was Hillary Clinton.
Did he do that?
Yep. Hillary Clinton's tagged for the UN ambassadorship.
Well, there goes the UN, what's left of it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, following Nikki Haley's footsteps, I don't think that's gonna be good for us. But, you know, Pelosi is calling for a military coup, though, to remove Trump. And people are starting to find out about the Constitution, you know, that they can't actually do that, yet they're still pushing it.
Well, Pelosi said something fascinating yesterday. It just shows what a two-faced, confused person she is. She was asked about the House, the Democrats losing seats in the House, and she said, well, the fact is that President Trump, to his credit, turned out a big vote. Now, think about that statement. What about if he could turn out a big vote to elect Republicans to the Congress, why couldn't he turn out that vote to vote for him?
Exactly.
Pelosi's just admitting that there was fraud. So, you know, this is, I'll give you another thing that I think is really important for people to know. We've been doing a lot of digging on this whole question of Smartmatic and the Dominion systems, the vote fraud machines. Smartmatic has on its board someone, a retired admiral, who was just appointed to the Biden transition team. So he went from running the voting machine company that committed the fraud in Georgia and several other states to the transition team. But the chairman of the board is a guy named Lord Mark Mullock Brown, who's a top British insider, who was the British government's connection to Barack Obama when Obama was running for president. He happens to be a partner of George Soros in the Open Society Foundation. So these are the two top officials of the company that ran the vote. Now, interestingly, the head of the Federal Election Commission said there's clearly fraud, but the Homeland Security Department is saying this was the most secure, straightforward election we've ever had. So someone's lying, and I think we know who that is.
Yeah, and I love the exposure coming out, but, you know, isn't that just a kicker that his middle name is Mullock?
It certainly is, isn't it?
Can you shed a little bit of light, since you are in Germany? Is there any truth surrounding the seizure of servers in Germany?
Well, I was working on that yesterday, and I'll tell you what I found out. No one on the U.S. government side will say anything. But
we did have one congressman come out and said they were seized.
That's right. Gohmert. There was also Ray McGovern, a former CIA operative, reported that from his sources, what he heard is there was a raid, but it wasn't, the U.S. government couldn't raid a company in Germany, but there were some servers taken. And this is a company that was, Sidney Powell mentioned, in fact, that you could use a thumb drive to change the results, but you would change it from anywhere in the world. It could even be Venezuela or Germany. And that was sort of a hint that there is something here that's up. I don't know, You know, we're going to have the whistleblowers that Sidney Powell says that she has working with her to come forward and make the case. The empirical case is obvious. When you have a drop of 130,000 votes into Biden's column and zero for Trump after a two-hour pause of counting, that's statistically impossible. Same thing happened. That was in Michigan. Same thing happened in Wisconsin. Votes disappearing in Georgia. Then they say, well, there's a computer glitch. Well, anyone who knows how computers work, glitches are built in. They don't just happen. You know, maybe you and I with our email account sometimes type a wrong key or something. But these systems don't just glitch. So I've been working closely with Bill Binney, who's one of the whistleblowers on the security state, going back to his work in exposing the 9/11 corruption of the National Security Agency, Kirk Wiebe, who's one of his associates. And what they're putting together is a picture of these two systems, one called Hammer, which is a computer system, which has an application called Scorecard, which was used in other countries to change the vote.
Yeah, Venezuela.
And also, yeah. Well, and who knows where else, because this deep state, anytime there's a government anywhere in the world that moves against the international bankers, they're overthrown. And we've been the leading pusher of regime change around the world, and now it's happening in our own country.
Yeah.
And what we at LaRouche PAC have been emphasizing is the attack on Trump is from the same manual that Soros and others used in Ukraine, that they used in Libya, that they used to support terrorists in Syria. They're using around the world, and they're using it in the United States, including Antifa, the Black Lives Matter. You know, the idea, if Trump is upheld as the winner by the courts, they're prepared to turn the country upside down.
And Harley,
that's part of the scenario.
I know we've got a big bill working up here on the long distance, but can you hang on for just a moment? Because I really do want to point out what the LaRouche Foundation or what the LaRouche PAC is doing. And I got to take a quick break. All right. We'll be right back after this with Harley Schlanger of the LaRouche PAC right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT.
It is 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, the Monica J Show. Thanks for being here today on this blistery day. But we've got lots of great information that we're throwing at you right now, and that is because I have an awesome special guest, and that is Harley Schlanger. He's an investigative journalist and political activist with the LaRouche PAC. Harley, thank you so much for joining us today. But what is, for our listeners, what is the LaRouche PAC?
Well, many of the older listeners probably remember Lyndon LaRouche from his presidential campaigns.
Now, hold on. I'm only 54. I remember.
Well, by older, I mean anyone over 20.
Oh, okay.
But LaRouche was brought in after Ronald Reagan's victory to work with the Reagan administration to try to get through the Strategic Defense Initiative. He was the author of that, along with Edward Teller. And he had quite an interesting career. But one of the ways that we got into the intelligence business is that LaRouche was attacked by the same deep state that targeted Trump. Now, here's something that you'll find fascinating. The person who ran the Get LaRouche task force that brought him to trial in Massachusetts on fraudulent federal charges was none other than Robert Mueller, the same Mueller who 30 years later was appointed to be the prosecutor of Donald Trump. Mueller was a young prosecutor starting out in Massachusetts, working under William Weld, another anti-Trumper. And at the orders of Henry Kissinger and William Webster of the FBI, they launched an attack on LaRouche to get him away from Reagan because he was influencing Reagan on strategic policy. Mm. So we go way back in this fight. And when my friend Roger Stone will tell people that Lyndon LaRouche's campaigns in the 80s and 90s was the back door that opened the way for Donald Trump, because LaRouche was always a target of the deep state, but he fought back. We've always fought back. We've named the names. We've identified the connections. we had the whole story on Christopher Steele before anyone else, because we knew what he was doing with Joe Biden in Ukraine in 2014. People don't know this, but Christopher Steele at MI6, British Intelligence, was working with George Soros, Joe Biden, and Nazis in the Ukrainian military to carry out the coup in 2014, which is the big start, or the start of the big scandal in Ukraine for Biden. So,
which he's now been listed in a criminal complaint.
Who has?
Biden. Joe.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. Because, look, people focused on the money for Hunter, the sex and drugs, and, you know, that's an unfortunate truth that the Biden family has a corruption problem. But even worse is the fact that they'll work with anyone to carry out the policies of the deep state. Yeah. And I think if you look at who they're bringing in to the Defense Department, to the intelligence community, the big tech types, the big snoops, the ones who watch every single email and phone call you make, that's the Biden administration. It's going to be a top-down policy. And I don't know how much more time we have, but one other thing people should be watching is the global reset that we've been hearing a lot about. There was a conference in London 2 days ago.
I don't understand that, Harley. Why will people not, UN agenda, the whole event 201, why do people not believe this when we talk about it?
Corruption of the media, social media, popular opinion. I'll give people two facts you need to know. The idea of the financial reset is that they're going to move to a global digitalized currency run by central banks. And the central banks will be doing it to bail out the private banks, which are bankrupt because of the continuation of the Obama policy after 2008. We have a huge debt crisis, not just government debt, but corporate debt, private debt. And they can't pay it. So what are they going to do? They're going to keep the bailout process going, but they're going to end up with a new round of cutbacks on industry, productive jobs. And more and more Americans are going to be dependent on government, whether you call it universal basic income or whatever you want to call it. They'll keep us alive barely with austerity policies. But meanwhile, the intention is to bail out the international banking system and give the international bankers and cartels control over every aspect of money, including spending policy. Monica, this is so incredible. The banks now control the global banks, the biggest banks, the J.P. Morgans, the Chase, the Bank of America.
They the same people that got the money in the stimulus package from 2008.
That's right. 2008 and again last September and October and then again with the CARES bill. But while what they are in charge of credit policy, but only legislatures, Congress, parliaments are supposed to make spending policy. The financial regime change that is the Great Reset would give those banks control over spending as well. And that's what Biden's team represents.
We can't let it happen. Please log on to LaRouchePack.com, LaRoucheHe Pack.com, and find out more and do the digging. Understand that there are true journalists out there, not the journalist activists that we have here in this country. He is a true investigative journalist. Harry Schlanger, thank you, or Harley Schlanger, thank you so much, Harley, for spending
Monica,
this time
quickly,
with me.
If people want to be in touch with me, they can send me personal email to harleysch@gmail.com, and I'll send you a link to my blog page for free.
And I will put it on my webpage as well for you, because people, they have to understand that this isn't just about this country. This is a global situation that we're dealing with.
That's right.
Harley, thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure being with you today. And God bless and take care.
Well, thank you. Bye.
All right. So that's what we have to understand. The media all around us are just activists now. And they're not activists for we the people. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Happy Groovy Tuesday. Groovy Tuesday. Happy Groovy Tuesday. So 991fmtalk.com. You can answer today's poll question. What do you think we should do for the state of Nevada when it comes to the election? Got some choices on there for you. Just, you know, do a recount, do an audit, do a whole new vote, or just certify and move along. I asked this of the battle-born state. Do we just put up with this? I don't think so. I know they certified the vote except for one seat down in Clark County. So what happens when there's fraud? Well, you try to sweep it under the rug as quickly as possible. Even though the Biden team beforehand was calling for transparency. Democrats always call for transparency when they think something is going to go against them. But when they've manipulated something to be in their favor, even though the blatant fraud is visible to so many, get it certified. Create a new office of the president-elect. It's just garbage. Just garbage. So I'm working on a text right now, actually, to an acquaintance. That would be Mr. Paul Enos. He's with the Truckers Association, Northern Nevada Truckers Association. And I would like to know, actually, if we are going to be seeing a nationwide strike with the truckers. Because that is what I'm seeing, actually. Yeah. Just some of the things that I log on to, that truckers are planning on a nationwide strike the day after Thanksgiving. Could you imagine if that actually happened? So what is the nationwide strike all about? The election of Joe Biden. Yeah. The election of Joe Biden and his honest remarks of, you know, shutting down the oil industry and all of that good stuff that would pretty much kill the trucking industry. That's pretty much how our goods and services move around. We've talked multiple times about a food shortage that is going to be seen next year. Some places are starting to see it now already. This is where I come to you and I ask you not to be nervous, not to be stressed out, but to be prepared. Be prepared. Put extra things in your pantry. Go to the dollar store. You can get some great deals at the dollar store, even to just help stock up your pantry. Be ready for emergencies. Even water. It was so interesting. I was in there the other day, and I couldn't believe the deals that, you know, you look at mass cases of water at like Sam's Club or Costco, and I saw big cases of water at the dollar store, and they were a dollar. Imagine that. Oh, good times, good times. It would appear the alarms being sounded by the John Birchers, the Alan Joneses, and the Lyndon LaRouche crowds, and many others over the previous 70 to 100 years, are all proving to be valid. If you missed my interview at the bottom of the last hour, or pretty much through the first half hour, excuse me. You've got to share that on the podcast. Check it out on the podcast on 991fmtalk.com and share it. Share it with friends, with family, so they know what's going on, so they can be prepared. And maybe we should stop looking at the term election fraud and just start calling it what it is. A coup. It is a flat-out coup. Not against President Trump, but against the American people. Because you will see that this hammer and scorecard, they weren't working just to make sure that Biden got into office. They were making sure that Democrats were in office all over this country. But as Nancy Pelosi did put it, that Harley Schlanger told us in the last segment, she messed up. When she said, yeah, Trump turned out the vote. Yeah, he did. That's why it was a landslide win, and we will be seeing it very shortly. Just be patient. Just be patient. So there was some discussion on social media, but today it looks like they are canceling their work stoppage, saying that the timing isn't right. The Stop the Tires 2020 Facebook page says content isn't available at this time. The founder, Rewolt, told the truckers how the administrative team had assembled, ultimately fractured over disagreements about the purpose of the group. Rewolt favored a work stoppage only, with no action taken that might harm trucking's image, such as slowing or blocking traffic and not interfering with shipments of medical supplies. So that is from Paul. So I thank him for that, for getting right back to me. You know, you see these things on social media, and you just have to ask, is it true? And then search for the answer. Don't wait for the mainstream media to come up with something. Search for the answer. That's why you have contacts. That's why you have people that hopefully you know in one way. We're all separated by, what was it, Kevin Bacon said 6 degrees of separation? My husband keeps pointing it out. It's more like 3 degrees of separation. Somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody. The interesting thing that we were talking about again last night, if you missed yesterday's show, I brought up the fact that NPR did a hit piece on QAnoners, on the militias again, and, you know, of course, always mentioning the Proud Boys, and me, kind of, you know, I don't care. They can write whatever they want. But as I sent this article to my husband, and I said, hey, honey, check it out. You'll get a laugh. I'm a right winger. I'm not just an American. I'm right wing. That the sucky part with all of this garbage that this story put out was the fact that, yeah, NPR, we pay for it. We all pay for it. We pay for the misinformation. We pay for the mischaracterization. And that is just so frustrating. We continue to pay for Planned Parenthood. We continue to pay for things that are against our values, against common sense, against capitalism. yet we continue to do it. You know, we have a great website here, Transparent Nevada. But what we really need to start focusing on is Transparent America. I brought you the story earlier about the Defense Department spending. Harley and I talked about the defense mechanism, the machine that seems to control all. Yes, we do have a new section to it, the Space Force. I'm questionable on that, but we've got all of these satellites now surrounding us with the help of Elon Musk. Yeah, maybe we do need to have more enforcement in what's going on above us. Because as above, so below, we're going to get left with the bill. Again, I go back to something that I was just saying the other day. And that is, just imagine what we could do with all of the money that we create, all of the money that we earn, that we work for, if we were allowed to keep it. Because something Harley and I didn't mention was the fact, and you can look this up for yourself, is all of the money that we pay in taxes is still paying off wars. It's going to debt. Everything else that is created through our sales taxes, through our business taxes, yada, 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 that's what they're spending on other things that we have no control over. And as Miguel put it earlier, there was a revolution over 2%. And now we're being taxed over 30. And we still don't have representation. Not in my opinion. Just a thought. We'll be back right after this to wrap up the show with a few more of your texts and emails right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Fox at the top. Fox at the bottom. Live and local right now. Monica Jay on KKFT.
All right, let's wrap this up for the day. Thank you so much for being here. Hi, Monica. Has anybody brought up how Biden and the deep state will bail out all the Democrat states that ruined everything that we love? Sisolak actually said he had the Chinese Wuhan bat virus. Sure, and I'm the tooth fairy. Amazing he had the sniffles only. Why wasn't that corrupt idiot put in the renowned parking garage with the PTS? As far as this election goes, how many other elections were stolen by the Dems? That is the best question, Mary. And that's what I've thought to ask. Is Adam Laxalt really our governor and not Sisolak? I guess we'll never know. Because I think that would open up such a can of worms. And there's no way of investigating of the past elections. Because as we've seen from so many, even the counties can't tell you, you know, what's going on with your votes. We're how many days past the election and people are still going on to the different sites and they're still not seeing their votes registered? Yeah. It's pretty sad. But there's a little reminder for you also, though. COVID, being the blessing that it is, has completely wiped out the flu and the common cold this winter. Yeah. Look at the numbers being reported. No numbers being reported for the flu. Only you can make the difference. If you get COVID, you get it. Nothing can protect you from it. Not even being locked down in your house. It's a virus. Get it, get therapeutics, get over it. Protect those who are highly vulnerable. If you feel you have to wear a mask, make sure you wash it. Wash your hands, eat healthy, exercise, and we'll get through this. Back tomorrow. Love you. Have a great day.